want to go back to Ed. Ed, and I want to have you back on in more depth on your assessment of the economy and particularly this economic war we're in. But I want to turn to the vaccine as your charts. Walk us through, you've come up with this thing. I want to make sure you get the floor. You got about 6 minutes. Walk us through what you got.
All right, let me set the frame. This is the CDC's own data that they aggregate into all ages. The bottom line is my insurance industry expert, former sell-side Wall Street analyst, went into the CDC data. We were looking for other things, but what we found was pretty shocking. He took the data, and it took some time and effort. He did a lot of work. He broke it down by age, and he created baselines for each age group to come up with excess mortality. And the money chart is really chart 4, which shows that the millennial age group, 25 to 44, experienced an 84% increase in excess mortality into the fall. It's the worst ever excess mortality, I think, in the history. Just to give you an idea, when you look at chart 4, you see when mandates and boosters hit, the acceleration into the fall, and then it reaccelerated into the end of the year. The drop off in that data you see there is reporting issues. It takes time for millennial age deaths to be reported because they're usually not hospital deaths. So that data is going to be updated and probably shows a continued disturbing trend. So just to put some numbers on this, in the fall, starting in the summer into the fall with the mandates and the boosters, there were 61,000 excess millennial deaths. Basically, millennials experienced a Vietnam War in the second half of 2021. Okay, 58,000 people died in the Vietnam War, U.S. Troops. So this generation just experienced a Vietnam War. And I think this is the smoking gun that the vaccines are causing excess mortality in all age groups. And it's no coincidence that Michelle Walensky refuses to answer Senator Ron Johnson's letters. They're hiding. Fauci's gone. She's gone. They're hiding. So I'm going to put a word out there. And it's a word that's old, but it needs to be reintroduced in the conversation. This is what we call democide, death by government. So the government, through the mandates, has killed people.
Okay. You know what I need to do? And Ed, I know you're in a different, slightly different time zone. We're here in the Imperial Capital, but I got to set up and hopefully have you back on the evening show because this is so explosive. The one question I've got, because you're a Wall Street guy, not just that, at the top of Wall Street, this data is out there. Why did it take you and your research partners, analysts, why haven't other people done this? Why is the first time we're hearing this is from you? Because if you're correct, this is so explosive, particularly saying millennials. Millennials have had a Vietnam War event, right, in 2021. Why did it take you to do it? Why has no one else? Because the CDC, I know this information just recently out, but why has no one else done it?
Well, you know, that's so interesting because I was talking to my partner and he just didn't understand why no one else has done this yet. We suspect insurance companies may be doing this. And are trying to figure it out and they're looking at each other square-eyed. But that was an interesting question. We're not, we want other people to literally recreate the data here. And we're also watching the CDC website to see if they hide this data. Because it took him a while to do this. It wasn't easy, but you know, he has actuarial training and he was able to create the baselines. So it takes some skill and some work to do it.
And you're prepared. I want to make sure you know, because all the left watches. You're prepared. You, Ed, your actuarial analyst partner, prepared to put it all out, and you'll take a murder board, right? You would sit there and have people try to tear this apart and tear your theory of the case apart?
Yes. And just so you know, my partner is going to become public soon, but under his own way of doing it. I mean, I'm not controlling anybody here. He's going to be going public to a certain audience that has financial interests here. And eventually he knows that'll go public. So stay tuned. In addition, I had a senior actuarial risk accountant, a risk officer from a major insurance company reach out to me yesterday, wants to compare notes. So this is beginning, Steve. People are looking here.
This can't get any bigger. Just one question before I let you go. We're going to social media. My team's going to work with getting you back on this afternoon because this is so big. Does the liability protection that was given when they started this Warp Speed, would that protect the big farmer in this situation as you see it, sir?
No, because I've done a lot of work into the clinical data with Brooke Jackson, the prima facie evidence that the FDA wanted to hide the data for 75 years points to clinical fraud. There's also problems with the manufacturing process. It's all coming out. This is the most okay. ridiculous disaster in the history of the nation I've ever seen with government cover up.
Democide. Ed, real quickly, social media, how do people follow you, your Substack, all of it?
I am on Twitter at DowdEdward, D-O-W-D, Edward. My 7-day suspension comes off today, hopefully. I'm also on Getter, where I've been dropping this information. At Edward Dowd, D-O-W-D.
Okay. Ed, thank you very much. Explosive. We're going to try to get Ed back up this afternoon, if not tomorrow morning. We'll figure it out. Okay, be back here at 5, 2 hours. Explosive all the way through it. Beatty's going to join us. We got the Veritas. We got data, politics, all of it back here at 5 o'clock. Strap in.